guys, I know I often talk about things that you boys don't necessarily want to talk about, so I'm apologising right now for what I'm about to discuss because I know it'll annoy you.
Basketball.
I want to talk about the NBA MVP.
Yes!
Who was?
Russell Westbrook!
Russell Westbrook. Hey, I'm talking basketball. Stay out of it. Okay. So how good was that, guys? He got MVP.
What number did he wear?
He got 17? Zero.
Yes, well done.
Do you have a zero number?
He's a zero.
Yeah.
It's a bit disappointing. Yeah, it's a bit weird, to be honest.
It is a bit weird.
I'm over it a little bit now. Guys all start crying. You say, mate, you're playing basketball. I love basketball, but shut up. Just take it. Get off.
Okay, mate.
What's interesting about this? So, obviously, this guy's pretty good, apparently. I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, he's good.
But anyway, he's got natural ability. He's got the dedication and commitment. He's put in the hard yards. I find it interesting that somebody has decided to take some credit, albeit maybe a little tongue-in-cheek, for his MVP win. None other than Taylor Swift.
Russell, it's Taylor. Remember, I was the one who taught you how to play basketball. I was the one who taught you to dribble, to shoot hoops, you know? And I remember the first time you beat me at basketball, and I was very upset, and you said, if you remember correctly, you said, you just have to shake it off. And I got an idea. So essentially, we have each other to thank for these careers.
Taylor, I'm going to let you finish, but Russell Westbrook, he had the best success speech of all time. I know why he jumped in there. He had it all time.
Tay-Tay. Look, she's having fun. I love it. But I love the notion. And he's another basketball reference last week, guys. Remember there was that player.
Where's this coming from?
Who did really well. Was it Steph Curry? Whose mum was very involved?
Oh, KD, Kevin Durant.
That guy, yeah. Remember his mum was very much, this is our moment.
She took the credit.
I just love when other people take credit for something, and particularly when it has nothing to do with them. Like when you meet someone and, you know, you're having a chat with them and they go, look, I used to work at the pool that Ian Thorpe used to train at every morning. You know, I was there. I was changing the lanes, you know, the ropes. And you go,
people do that.
Nothing to do.
You hear that all the time.
Him winning.
Well, yeah, mate, your $8.50 an hour job really helped you get the gold medal. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So 13-10-60, what have you taken credit for?
Yeah.
And I've got a beauty. I got a text off Byron after the last survey and said, you know why we're number one radio station in Melbourne? Because my name's on the show now.
Did Byron write that?
Yes.
I would have sent that to Fev in confidence. That would have been a joke.
Hang on a second,
no.
Fev, was it a WhatsApp message? Because he never texts. It costs too much. He always gives you a WhatsApp. Why does he give you a WhatsApp? That's only for people who live overseas, mate.
I think he might have been here in Wi-Fi, so it come through green.
Okay.
It wasn't an iMessage.
No, but all right. What are you taking credit for? Okay. I think, on a serious note,
yeah.
I think for this second chapter of Fev's career,
mm-hmm.
I think Fee, Dave and myself should take credit because we have shown him the radio ropes. And I think he would owe us that because, wow,
Fev,
you're welcome. I mean, you're welcome.
Byron, I've been doing radio a long time, my friend. Work with Grubby and D-Day on Gold.
Oh, claim.
Did a bit of SEN.
Name dropper.
Miff Woolhurst and Peter Hillier.
Hellier, yes.
Work with him on Triple M.
Sweet there Jesus.
So I've worked with the big dogs, mate.
Currently, he's a commentator on Triple M, so he could thank any of those guys for his radio prowess.
There you go, Byron. I mean, so how's Central Coast looking now, mate?
Because it was just me that thought that.
You, when you're at Cessnock, flipping the disc there. He did, Cessnock. 96.3 CFM.
13-10-60.
Byron, you did just attempt to take credit for Fev's success.
I did.
But 13-10-60 is... Is someone out there taking credit for your success, maybe? Or even, are you taking credit for someone else's success? It's sort of like I know I went to a radio school where I didn't necessarily do very well, but some of the people there go, oh, yeah, Fifi came through here. I'm like, yeah, remember when you failed me for my, you know, ad writing?
You know, that's interesting that you say that because I don't want to throw him under the bus, but I know Tommy Little, he got fired from his Channel 31 show and they still take credit for it. Have a look at him on the project. He's like, you fired me.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Taylor Swift has taken credit for Russell Westbrook's MVP win in the NBA. He won Most Valuable Player, I believe. Thank you. Anyway, she's taken credit. We said it is funny in life when people take credit for something that you've done, and it got us talking in the studio here. Fev, you were saying there are people that take credit for you now, other than Byron, obviously.
Yeah, there's a few people that take credit. footy club I used to play for and didn't want anything to do with me, and now they want me to do gigs.
Remember when
sure you sacked me.
Remember when you were up in Yarrawonga playing PlayStation and they didn't want anything to do with you?
Nothing to do with
you.
I'd ring up and say, oh, do you want me to come down for a little chat? Nah, thanks, mate. Can I get some tickets to the footy? Oh, they're all sold out. Yeah.
And now very keen.
Now they're back.
We've got Tim James, who's one of our brilliant producers out there. Timmy, now we all know, and we don't want to rub salt in the wounds, but your brother is a world-class, world champion snowboarder.
Very good. Very good at snowboarding.
Okay, lift your spirit, mate. Just be a bit more positive about it.
We know that's a thorn in your side because it's very hard to live in his shadow, but what would you like to share?
It is hard, guys. What does make it easier, though, is that I actually used to wax his snowboards.
Jeez, I hope that's not a euphemism.
So his boards were slick when he would compete. They were always in top notch.
So it's so on you.
What do you think?
There we go. Tim James, brother of Scotty James. Thank you for your contribution. 131060 is our number.
We've got Craig here from Richmond. Hi, Craig.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Craig. Is someone taking credit for your success?
Yeah, my girlfriend, she works as a cook, and she actually just got, like, a promotion or went up the ranks in the cooking world. Yeah. But I cook her dinners and everything. I show her tricks and stuff. So,
she's learning from you.
It's you. You're the star, Craig.
Makes sense.
I did a bit of kitchen handing back in my day as well. So I learnt some little tricks and I passed it on to her, and now she's.
Craig,
it's not fair, is it? You're the wind beneath her wings, Craig.
That's exactly right. I mean, hero's a big word, but I think it's apt.
Jesse and Layla. Hi, Jesse. Hey, Jess.
How you going, Faith?
Yeah, good, Jess. Is someone taking credit for all the wonderful things that you've achieved in life?
Not me, and it's not the success of myself, but my dad, who is literally just a journalist, credits himself for being a mentor of a couple of Young Gun V8 supercar drivers. He actually hasn't had anything to do with their driving career.
So, he's had a chat with them, you know, at a pit stop, and he's taking credit for it.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love your dad.
That's brilliant. How has he made that link? What possible link is there?
I think he just thinks he's had a little chat to them, you know, given them a couple of credit. A
couple of tips,
a couple of tips along the way. Well, maybe, you know, sat in a couple of press conferences and been like, yeah, that's my driver.
Oh, right. So he is a reporter on V8. He's not just writing for the Fin Review and just goes, no, I reckon they just know my skills.
There's nothing better than reading your own publicity.
Yeah,
and someone writes an article and you go, oh, geez, I am that good.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
It seems that it's pretty cool now for anyone in Hollywood to not agree with Donald Trump, but it seems begrudgingly that Ben Stiller still does. He revealed in an interview with his sequel, flop, Zoolander 2. I didn't realise it was such a flop, but that's a shame, that he saw Mr. Trump nail the reason that the movie didn't work. Trump said it didn't bomb because it wasn't funny. It bombed because nobody cares about male models anymore. So it's just, that's just a thing that's right. Not relevant anymore. And Stiller reluctantly agreed. So to talk about it, we have the 45th President of the United States on the phone. Mr. Trump, it's been a while. How are things?
Things are good. Okay. Mike Pence out, Ben Stiller in.
Well, hang on. So someone compliments you and you make them Vice President?
Oh, not only that, I'm making Owen Wilson First Lady. That blonde hair really does it for me.
I mean, Miss Donald, it's pretty shallow just liking someone because they agree with you.
Oh, yeah, it is. And it feels so good. Vladimir Putin called me brilliant, so I gave him the nuclear codes.
No, you didn't. Did you?
No, okay. I'm only joking. When he opened the envelope, I revealed it was Barack Obama's bank account and his PIN number. Man, it is so easy to get information when you're the president.
Okay, we'll pretend we didn't hear that. Now, Mr. President, let's head back to what Ben Stiller said. So he thinks you could be a good movie reviewer. That's a compliment.
Oh, yeah. I'm a very good reviewer. I'm possibly the best reviewer anyone's ever seen. I'm huge when it comes to reviewing. Like, I know exactly what to make a film better. Even Oscar-winning films, I know what to make them better.
Oh, okay. So how would you make a film? I guess Shawshank Redemption. How would you make that better?
Easy. Put hot chicks in it.
Well, okay. Well, how about a film like the one that the last Oscar winner, Moonlight?
I didn't see it, but probably put my hot chicks in it.
I see what you're doing there. Okay, Wonder Woman already has a gorgeous lead actress in Gal Gadot and many other lead actresses, so it already has lots of attractive women. So how would you improve that movie?
What I do is I put me in it so I can make out with all the hot chicks.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you. President
He's
Trump
the
there
best.
From 109 The Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
How did this show celebrate Nude Hiking Day? You'll find out soon on 101.9 The Fox.
I'm surprised you'd bring that up with the incredible, beautiful woman that's just walked into the studio that you and Fev got naked yesterday.
Sure. Well, probably about time. She is a very credible actress. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on The Fox.
Yeah, we are so pumped because Offspring returns tonight, 8:30 on Channel 10, and we have the delightful Kat Stewart in the studio. Kat, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
Now, Kat, we want to talk all things Offspring,
yes,
but there is a fight that's brewing in the studio. Yes. That you, because Kat just walked in and she asked me how Neighbours was going, which I have now wrapped up, and Fev, you jumped in.
Yeah, and I said it was tough.
Man.
It was hard. You know, we'd have full days on set and then have to come in here. Oh, we
and
got
just
tired, didn't we?
The lines.
The lines. Oh, my God. I was like, But I nailed it. No. I nailed it. I got a photographic memory, so the lines weren't too hard.
Okay, hang on. Okay, just to once and for all explain this.
Geez, you forget you have a photographic memory a lot, though. It's amazing.
Kat, even like the Herald Sun did a big photo of him, Fev's joining Neighbours. Just to be clear, I did 3 months of back-to-back scenes, filming 8 scenes a day. He did one scene, and Kat, I'm about to play you his one line. Ooh. This is his one moment on Neighbours a few weeks ago.
You and Dad are doing a really good job at this co-parenting thing.
Oh, I'm glad you think that. Because on that note, while you're here...
Did you really have to wax everything?
Well, think of how aerodynamic you'll be on the footy field. These footy players.
Yeah, now, Kat...
That was it!
I didn't get a call back.
Did you really have to wax everything?
Come on, Kat, give it a review. Give it a review.
I heard the pain in that line.
Yeah.
I really believed you'd been waxed.
Yes.
Did you go method? Did you do it?
Oh, well, yeah, Boxy waxed everything. but I'm sorry, not Boxy, Brooke Butler.
Butler, that was my
question. See, old mate had to do a casting role. I just played myself. So.
I actually learnt lines. And
so did I.
It was one line.
Kat knows how it is. Us actresses and actors, we know what it's like.
Oh.
Can we?
It was amazing.
Anyway, let's get off the.
Yeah, let's go back. Okay, Kat, this is a new. Every time that there's the new season comes out, there's so much speculation, so much excitement about it. Anything you can tell us about, particularly Billy's journey, that we might come out tonight?
I guess we come back 6 weeks after the end of the last series, and we're kind of it's straight into it. And we open. We've got a big kind of Geraldine Day event, which is something she throws once in a while when she wants to shock us or do something terrible to us. So that's great. And it's sort of classic Offspring. It's got the romance, you know, heartbreak. We do it all.
Tears.
Yeah. And Billy and Mick have got to sort their stuff
out. Of course.
Yeah. They're doing the long distance thing. So that's a big thing for my character.
Well, say that. And you did have a few string of relationships in the younger years. Billy was just having a bit of a smooch with a few people.
I thought you were actually talking about Kat.
No.
At night, I don't remember.
I'm talking Offspring.
I know.
And now Mickey Boy's gone to London. You're going to follow him over? Or?
Yeah. Going over. Going to sort it out.
That always works out well.
Yeah.
But Kat, in all honesty, Billy, as you always say, the character's a bit flighty.
I don't mean that as
a turn of phrase because you're going to London. I'm saying that's just a description of it. But is there moments, I've only heard things like, I remember Eric Bana, he said, I always need a break between movies because I'm so immersed in the character. Like that's just, I got to kind of shake it off. Do you walk away and go, like, do you take a bit with you or do you just, or does anyone accost you and think that you're Billy and you're like, no, I'm not like that.
I'm a bit of a disappointment actually because they want to meet Roberta or Billy and they're quite, you know.
Roberta!
Colourful. and you know, and they want to meet someone who's going to insult them more, kind of, you know, just be really upfront and I'm kind of a bit more mild-mannered. So
well, there's an easy way to fix that. Just play yourself. That's what I did on Neighbours.
Point out, so Brendan Favola just gave Kat Stewart a tip on how to act. That just happened.
No, I just said it might be easier.
No, that's good. Thank you for that. I'll take it on board.
Did you really have to wax everything?
Now, this, this time last year you're on our show because Offspring was obviously starting. Yes. So we searched you on Instagram and Twitter to put you in our handle because we got a photo.
Ah.
And you didn't have it.
No.
But now no. I'm hearing that you might have had your debut on Instagram.
Well, yeah, we had our wrap party weekend before last and Jane Harbour put up a post for me. I haven't done my own yet. But
also,
I actually have a like a Instagram.
Oh, we love it.
Doesn't know what it's called.
You're in tune.
We should post one. We should get you involved with Fifi Day Fair Boy.
You'll have to do it for me because I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, let's take a photo after this and then we'll post it for you.
Yes. Get you some followers. I'm sure you've already got plenty, but, you know, just some more.
I have no idea.
Good stuff. Doesn't even know what it is. Cat Stewart.
Or do you want to put up a video because Fev can perform that line for you again? He can just put it back up.
You have to wax everything.
Do you really have to wax everything?
Anyway, it's Offspring. It returns tonight, 8:30 p.m. on 10 with Cat Stewart, of course, playing Billy. That is Offspring. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
One of my favourite videos we've ever produced has just been uploaded to our Facebook page. It is of Byron and Fev naked. Now, to put this in context.
Please do.
What happened yesterday is amazing. To celebrate National Nude Hiking Day, you two got naked and went for a hike.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
All right, Fev, so it's another one of your harebrained ideas. Nude hiking day was last week. It's not even topical.
Yes.
Well, we're a bit late.
It's very cold, Byron.
It's really cold. We are going to be naked. We are going to be doing a bit of a jog, as I understand.
Yes, a bit of a jog.
We
picked a beautiful, beautiful, picturesque place.
It's a magnificent.
Royal Botanic Gardens, Victoria.
I wouldn't have mentioned them. I don't think they've approved us to be doing what we're doing.
I am beautiful, no matter what they say.
We're now going to take our clothes off, and apparently, we are going to be wearing, because in case there's like a school excursion or something, you know,
we better hurry up.
We want to be careful. Some sort of paper G-string apparently will be worn. They are tiny. That's not even, that's...
What is that thing?
It's like a... That... Oh, that is so skimpy. Alright, this time. Fev hasn't even got the paper G-string on. This, oh my god, this undercarriage. Oh, it's falling out. Oh, this is bad. This is really bad. Oh, I'm falling everywhere. Oh, shh. Give me, where's my underpants? Oh, this is a new career low. I never thought I could go lower. Oh.
Now, a couple of things from this, Fee.
Yes.
I dearly love Fev. But, mate, the only thing you were wearing was your Ugg boots and your beanie.
Yep.
Which is the call card of, you know, in when on the news when their neighbours are like, he just kept to himself. They are always guys that wear beanies and Uggies.
Do you know what? You look like a streaker, Fev. You look like a streaker and... Byron just looks like an earnest runner who's doing the tan naked.
Well, he's chasing me. He's chasing me again.
And what's happened is, Byron, you're just chasing Fev naked.
Why?
It looks like you're harassing him
nude. He took off.
And if we want to unstrip it, peel the Band-Aid off a little bit, the itinerary said nude. So I've gone nude.
Mm.
Old mate, half glass full.
Paper G-string.
Didn't go nude.
So essentially you didn't do it.
You didn't do it.
It was never a competition.
I'm not saying it was a competition, Byron. All I'm saying is it was nude hiking day.
How have I run around...
But what are you going to be?
How have I run around the tan in a paper...
Just answer my question, please.
How have I run around the tan in a paper G-string and somehow lost?
Can you just...
Oh, mate. Don't get... Yeah, you well and truly lost.
Don't get your back up because nothing else was up when you were running. What did you wear?
Well, that would be a relief, surely.
Were you nude?
I had a tiny paper G-string on, which offered no support where
so
it needed to.
I want to stop this infighting because you two are the best odd couple I've ever come across.
This is
ridiculous. I love you both dearly, and it is such a treat. Head to our Facebook page. It is the funniest video I've seen
all year.
That's
the second time we've been nude.
So funny.
Together.
Yeah, all I can say is before you have any ideas about Mount Buller, absolutely not.
Nude in the snow, you two.
Tobogganing in the nude.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Let's talk about... strange or very different, unique arrangements in relationships. And I'm bringing this up because Warren Buffett, famously one of the world's richest men, I think at one point he was the richest man in the world.
I'll tell you.
May even still be. Anyway, documentaries come out about his life. And there's lots in it about how he became rich, yada, yada, yada. But the really interesting bit.
All the wealth he created, the lives he changed, but move
course,
on.
All his philanthropy and he gives lots of money to charities. That's brilliant. But wait for this bit. So he's married for decades to his wife. She decides that she wants to go and live interstate because she wants to pursue a music career.
Brilliant.
So she's removed herself from the house to go and live somewhere else to pursue a music career. And she's given him a friend of hers to move in. Yeah. It's the most extreme case of a hall pass, Viv, because she's actually said, here's a woman that you can live with. And there you go. Now I'll go off and pursue my music career. And they stay married. And for all intents and purposes, she's still Mrs. Buffett. But she's got a mate that lives with him. Yeah. And now she's now passed away.
Yes.
And now he married the friend that
You stay married to Warren Buffett, don't you?
Yeah, still got the cash. On the gravy train.
Yeah, don't you worry about that.
Still milking the cow.
But that's the interesting part, because sometimes people make relationships work for whatever reason. They don't want to necessarily break up. And you sometimes hear about strange arrangements when couples end their maybe intimate relationship, but they go, hey, why don't you have a bungalow in the backyard? And, you know, for all intents and purposes, we're married, we live in the same house, we've got the kids or whatever, but you're living a separate life. Now, Bridge, our wonderful producer, Bridge, you had an interesting story about when you were growing up.
Here we go.
My mum dated someone who lived in Canberra, and he...
That is shocking.
Right. And he had an ex-wife. They lived together in the same house with their kids. And when we moved up to Canberra, we all moved in with them. So there was a whole big family with the ex-wife, him, my mum, and us, and his kids.
So, Bridge, your mum is his partner, and you're all living there with his wife.
Yeah,
that's
she's
amazing.
Lovely.
That's great.
That's like the setup of an American sitcom. It's like Full House. Shabba's about bed out. Like, you just got everyone living there.
So
I think the first time Alex and I broke up, I didn't move out because I couldn't afford it, I don't think. And she made me sleep on the couch and we went together.
Yeah.
That's interesting. You see?
So I had to sleep out in the lounge room. And the kids thought it was awesome because we had slumber parties.
You were just one of the kids out in the lounge room having sleepovers.
But then Shooksy couldn't resist.
Because I think sometimes we all have the standard traditional relationships or whatever. And then maybe if you've got a unique arrangement with your partner, it's a bit taboo, so you don't feel you can necessarily tell people because people will go, that's not traditional, that's not the way it works. But 131060, if you've got a unique arrangement with your partner, or maybe your parents did, 131060, let's talk about relationships that aren't necessarily as traditional as the ones we're most familiar with.
Shaking up the form.
We will take some calls. Already some coming through on 131060 right after this.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
The richest man in the world had a very interesting living arrangement. His wife moved interstate to follow her own career. She didn't even need a career. She was married to the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
But anyway, she arranged for a friend of hers to move in with him. He has now since married that friend since his wife passed away. But it's just an interesting living arrangement that no one was aware of. They were married, but she was very fine with him having another partner. And we don't often unearth these, I guess, unique arrangements that are happening here in our very own city of Melbourne. But we've got Jake from Melton on the line. Hi, Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Jake. Now, is this a unique arrangement you've got?
Yeah, so my stepdad was actually living with my mother. Well, he paid her to live with her, even though they'd been separated.
He paid her?
So when you say paid her, was that sort of like alimony or child support or just...
Well, he actually wanted to still live there to be a part of the kids' lives. And so he ended up making a bargain with my mum to pay her $2,000 a week to stay there.
Wow. So they weren't together, but
no, they weren't.
Lived there. I mean, was that sort of like bored?
Rent?
Yeah, pretty much paid board.
And... Yeah.
Yeah, the only problem was it was my room that he ended up taking, so I ended up having to move out.
Oh, hang on. Well,
Jake, you should have been going to mum and getting a cut of that money, because essentially you lost your room.
Yeah, get half the cut because it's half my room anyway.
That is, though. It's very hard to say, you know, when you say to someone, oh, yeah, we're divorced, we've broken up. Oh, where are you living? Oh, in the spare bedroom. Like, it's unique.
But
it's
also...
It's got me paying $2,000.
Yeah. I was going to say, dropping $2,000, I just want to see the kids, it's $2,000. I'll just be up the road, find an apartment for cheaper.
Jason in Broadford. Hi, Jace.
Yeah, Faith.
Hey, Jace. What's the unique living arrangement that you've got happening?
Well, me and my partner have got a six-month-old son, and her best friend's just given birth to a little girl. And because her partner left, we've made an arrangement that I'm going to be the father of both our children.
Oh, wow. So, hey, Jace, does her best friend live with you? So you've got...
We're going to be moving in together in about 2 months' time.
Wow.
What, Jace? I mean, that is an amazing scenario. This her beautiful little baby gets to have a father figure in you. You've got your own baby, and so are there going to be any rules with that?
Like, are you together with the other girl as well, or no?
No. Yeah, we're not allowed to do that, unfortunately.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on the Fox.
Now, a few days ago, Byron, you, after mocking Fev and I, last week we were trying to rap a bit, and you were mocking us, and then you decided, you actually thought that there was something in he and I as an MC and a DJ.
Yeah.
So we put together a little sample of what we are capable of,
yeah,
particularly using Fev's favourite song, Horses.
Yeah, it was good. It was solid. There was something in it. You as an MC and Fev as a vocalist, I think, works well. Dave agreed. Got in the lab. Dave wrote some lyrics. We produced something up. And then I said to you, look, I can take this to someone high up in the music business just to run it past them, see what...
And we laughed and scoffed and mocked you because we thought you don't know anyone in the music industry.
And as it turns out... I just thought I'd give Iggy Azalea a call yesterday afternoon, you know, allowing for the time zones and stuff. She actually has a new single out called Switch, which is hot. It's available now from all digital service providers. But I just gave her a call, Dave. They shouldn't poo-poo you as a lyricist or me as a hype man.
No, we didn't.
Well, that's it. We backed
you
in, guys.
No, we didn't. Never poo-poo Dave.
Oh, okay. This is good.
Okay, well, they shouldn't poo-poo me because I made this call to Iggy Azalea. And, well, let's just say this. One of you won't like how this ends.
Oh, dear.
Hello?
Iggy is Byron Cook,
hello?
B-Dog, Fox FM, your old mate. What's going on?
Oh, hey, Byron. What's up, man? I'm just at home.
Normally it's a social call. This is going to be a bit of business. I'm sorry, Ig, but I've just got a bit of work to do. Is that all right? Have you got a couple of minutes?
Sure, I'm going to couple minutes there for you.
I know you're really busy with the new hit Switch, so thank you for at least answering the phone.
Of course.
Yeah. I've got another hot act. I know often I'll call you with different artists just to get your ear around them because, you know, you've obviously got your ear to the ground.
Uh-huh, yeah.
New vocalist I want to get you around. In fact, she's more of an MC. She's sort of taken a leaf out of your book, although she's quite a bit older than you, mm-hmm. but that shouldn't necessarily stop her. She's sort of late 30s, sort of 40-ish.
Okay.
But her name is okay. Fifi Box, and as a rapper... There's a certain energy. I'll just drop you a little something that she... This is sort of work that Fife does, and I just want to get your initial feel on her skills as an MC. Just have a listen to this.
Okay, sure, of course.
It's your birthday, you find me in a club. Body full of blood, my mind got about 2 years. Get good, great, good, good, kind of got Francis, you want to come to cheeks. What?
No, I think she's got a lot of energy. And she should work on her enunciation so we can maybe understand the lyrics a little better.
Yeah, very good point. Very
great
good point.
Energy.
The other half of the act is a singer who you will have seen on the set of X Factor. He actually came in blindfolded and performed. He sort of looked like an overweight accountant.
Yeah, he's a football player.
Fev, yeah, correct. It's Fev. These are his vocals. Just so you can quickly get your ear around his vocals. This is the sort of thing he can do. Thoughts?
I don't know if he's improved much since I saw him on X Factor.
Sure. What I need here are your industry ears. I need you to wrap your ears around this. This is Horses by Fifi and Fev. I won't put you through the whole track, but just some of it. Here you go. I'll just get your feedback.
Courses, that's what people say. But I'm a radio star rapping like 50 Cent on your birthday. Fab, so we could give this a go, so let's give it a crack. Drop some rhymes in time with this old school track. I'm like a horse in the stalls, chomping on the bit. Going faster than Maccabi Diva and Black Cameos, kid. Each line is sublime, like a sonic treat. That'll fill you up like Fab ordering Uber Eats.
That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. We'll go riding on
kind of kicks in, it kind of rolls on in that kind of vibe. I mean, how are you feeling that?
I think I like Feb, that's his name.
Feb, yeah, the vocalist Feb, more than the MC. I'll tell you.
He's the real star of the group.
Yeah.
I think he's got the most potential of the two.
So you're saying maybe get rid of the MC. Fifi was a bit ordinary, but maybe we could work with Feb just purely as a solo artist?
Yeah, I think so. I love his look, I remember. Bring him on stage and
awesome.
I thought I'd build something there. Maybe he can open for me if I perform in Australia.
For your next trip down under, Fev, who you've decided is more suited to a solo act, will get rid of Fief and Fev will open for you should you perform in Australia in the near future.
Yeah.
Great. I'm glad we could do business, Iggy. You know, we just want to see the record come out and see you continue all the fun and games you've had over the last few years.
Thank you so much.
We love it. We love what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys too.
All right. No worries. Bye. See ya.
Get it.
How about that?
I get it. She was just clearly threatened. And I know what it's like when a new MC comes on the scene. And I know where Iggy's at. And you know what? I get it. I get it, sister.
I know how good you were, Boxy. And I know how horrendous I sounded, so I actually thought that that was going to come back to me. And I'd written down a few things just to go whack at Iggy, but I don't need to do them now.
No, do them on my behalf.
No, there's no beef. There's Fee and Iggy beef now.
Now I'm just farming out my beef. Come on, Fev, what are my comebacks to Iggy for not liking my raps?
This is what Fifi wrote down. Just because Iggy slipped a bit of late.
Oh, there we go.
Ooh.
Fev said that. It's good.
Maybe she should jump on board our little bandwagon. We can up the charts.
There you go. We can help.
That's what Fifi wrote down. But thank you very much, Iggy. I was very memorable. I went on stage looking like a fat accountant. Thank you very much.
Well, I know. You know what, Fev?
I know both of them, really.
We have no beef with Iggy.
Well, no Iggy's beef at all. I'm performing with her.
I have a problem with our supposed agent, manager. I mean, I don't feel like you sold us in a flattering line.
Right, well.
It seemed they were real digs from you. So
I got Fev at a gig.
Yeah,
sorry.
Thank you very much, Byron. Hey, give you 2%.
Her new single, Switch. She's a good sport, Iggy.
Why don't you
Get
guys,
Switch.
Like,
Great
nude
song.
Up and celebrate? We
might
like
sing nude
that.
And Iggy sing.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Police officers are amazing. They do such an incredible job. They put their lives on the line. They go out into our community every day to keep us safe. And I think they're fabulous. And sometimes they get asked to do things that are maybe not necessarily what they've been trained to do. And a great story has been written up on news sites today about senior Constable Russell Parker up in Queensland. And he was asked to do something very bizarre. We've got Senior Constable Russell Parker on the line. Are you there, Senior Constable?
I am. Good morning, guys.
Russell,
good
morning. Can I call you Russell or do I have to call you Senior Constable?
No, Russ, mate. Russ.
Russ is fine. Yep.
I'm not good with Constable.
Parks,
I'm
or,
a lot.
Parks or Russ?
Okay. So, Russell, this is brilliant. Talk us through. Now, this wasn't recent. This was obviously a few years ago. But this was a bizarre encounter you had. What was the call out?
Yeah, look, many, many, many years ago, this happened in about 1991 at a suburb called White Rock, which is a southern suburb.
Hot topic.
Hot news story.
Yeah, absolutely. Hot off the press. Now, it came about as a chat with a local journo yesterday when he asked me what was one of the most unusual jobs I'd ever been to. So from there, it just rolled on. But, this particular night, I'd attended a job down at White Rock and it was a very elderly lady who was having issues with some bad spirits in her home. So she could see them, and I needed to solve her problem. And one thing about being a copy, you are expected to be able to solve problems for people. Based on the description she gave me and the activities of this thing, I sort of told her that, yep, I was familiar with the problem and I could see it. And so I got her to sit off in a little room off to the side, and I told her I was going to open some casement windows on the side of the old house. And quickly had to work out how I was going to perform a bit of an exorcism and get rid of these bad spirits. So it was a bit of a procedure, and I banished them from there and yelled out quite loudly so that she could understand what I was doing, and I asked them to leave and never to return and to leave her in peace. And lo and behold, it worked, because when I brought her back into the room and she said, thanked me very much and told me that, yep, she could no longer see them. And I said, look, but if there's any problem and they come back, give me a ring and I'll sit down again and see what I can do. But I never heard back. And I never ever told the story at the time, out of respect for the lady. But she would be, I have no doubt at all, long since deceased.
Russell,
now,
so I love this. And what thinking on your feet, you've never performed an exorcism before. They didn't put you through this, you know, training in the police force.
Oh, no.
Out of interest, did you actually do it or did you tell her you did it?
I went through the motions of...
Can you talk us through it? Give us an example.
Yeah, what did you do? Did you whip out the air guard or what did you do?
I had my torch, my police torch, and I think I had from memory, I had the red traffic cone that you put on the end of them that you see police officers waving traffic in, you know?
Yeah.
And because that looked very effective in a darkened town. Just called out to it or to them and summoned them and told them that they weren't welcome any longer and that I'd opened this window and that they were free to leave and please don't come back and leave this poor lady in peace. She was over the moon.
So. I know if you were living in the afterlife and you were a spirit, the last thing that you would want is a criminal record. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're going to be walking around with your head up high like that.
Russell, that is a brilliant story. Thank you for coming on the show. We really enjoyed that.
No problem. Thank you.
That has blown up and gone viral overnight because of the chat he had with the journo yesterday. That's actually a huge story.
It is, though, but I love it. Do you know what, though?
May well have been.
And what a wonderful police officer. Because you'd think a lot of people would laugh that off and walk out and go, sorry. He's gone, I'll go with it. Because she got peace of mind.
Yeah.
She thought they'd gone. No, she's living happily ever after.
How much is she laughing? Those idiots are in the divvy van now. Looks like I've got my lounge room back.
Good work. Thanks to Russell Parker there. Senior Constable Russell Parker up there in Cairns.